B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party podcast, everybody. The first one since the last time we did one.
That is an accurate statement. I just don't know why you worded it in such a weird way.
I don't know either. I came full circle.
Okay.
But last Tuesday was the last time we did one because we were off last week for the most part, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Although I will say I feel like for me it was a lot more relaxing than it was for you two. Roy, you traveled to Virginia, and Loren, you had family.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I traveled and I stayed like with my mom and I stayed with my sister. And by the way, the whole point of that I really wanted to stay with my sister was, of course, to spend time with her and the kids. But I really wanted to take advantage of her hot tub.
Nah.
But I hurt my arm, and
right.
I couldn't bend my arm.
We think it was a bathroom-related injury.
Well, maybe, yeah. Well, I can at least say that's when I noticed the first lack of mobility.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it could have been before then,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely went to when I was in the bathroom, I was like, whoa, something's wrong.
Right.
And,
by the way, for those people that with sick minds, he was in the bathroom wiping.
Yeah, well, I don't believe it. I think the other thing happened.
You think he was doing the other
uh-huh.
thing.
No, I think
that's the only way you could pull that muscle.
Hey, you guys are disgusting.
Well, welcome to engagement life, bro.
Yeah.
Sex goes away.
You think you get married.
Yeah, you think you're not getting it now. Once you say I do, you need to say with who. It ain't me.
No, so that's when I first noticed it, but I wouldn't be able to get out of the hot tub with my arm injury. And so to test it, because my sister built like the deck around the hot tub, mm-hmm. so I'd have to literally pull myself out of the hot tub mm-hmm. to get out. Well, I couldn't bend my arm.
So you didn't go in.
Well, and then so I started drinking Thursday, and I was like, well, let me get on the floor. I've had some drinks. Maybe I can get back up.
Yeah,
and then we can go hop in the hot tub. I went on the floor and I could not get back up. It took three people to get me back.
Oh,
you know what? You know what you could do, dude, is you got to get like I notice at the YMCA they have the chair for people who are handy abled to be able to get into the pool that can't take the steps and stuff.
I now need that.
You need that chair. You sit in the chair and it lowers you down into the water. Then you slip off and then there's a remote that you pull the chair back up.
Yes, these are things that I need.
Now I think the whole process takes about 10 minutes, but you know, you could get in. Do you remember when we had the hot tub when we went up to the 80s party in Beach Mountain?
Yeah,
and
dude.
We were outside. You remember that? And people, the deck
oh
was
gosh.
So slippery.
Everyone was falling everywhere.
Did you fall?
I legit fell. Yeah.
I fell too.
Kylie fell.
It was so slippery.
We were sitting in the hot tub just laughing.
Why was it so slippery?
Because it was just the wood
the
was
mold
like.
Mold or whatever?
Yeah,
on the,
yeah. The mold on the wood. Yeah.
Oh, that's gross to think.
But
that
you remember
I fell
getting. We all got in that. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time. But I couldn't get out of it. So I just stayed, drank, had some good wine, rested up. You know, every day I got a little bit more mobility
mm-hmm,
back.
Mm-hmm. How's it now? Let me see.
It's hard for me to touch my nose.
Really? So where's
like
the pain
hurts?
When you do that?
Right in my whole elbow region. And then I cannot.
You never get a break,
dude. I'm going to stand.
You don't ever get a break.
No. So, like, right now, my left arm is straight.
Yep.
You can't put that one down.
And then this is me attempting to do that.
And it hurts if you go beyond that?
Well, in my head, I am doing that. I can't. Like, I can't.
Straighten it completely.
I'm trying.
Can I straighten it for you?
And it just hurts or it won't do it?
What, both.
Oh, what the hell is wrong with you?
So, like, it's just, it's constantly at a crooked.
Yeah. Yeah, he's almost like a T-Rex.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
So I mean, are you going to go to an orthopedist or what's the plan
here? I Googled online. I self-diagnosed.
That's good.
I'll be fine.
Okay. Uh-huh. My neighbor's in a walking boot. I saw him yesterday. I go, dude, I seen you in the boot. What's going on? And he goes, I missed the bottom step coming down my stairs in the middle of the night to get a drink of water. And so when I landed, I landed hard and awkwardly on my ankle and it swelled up.
Okay.
But he goes, but I'm from the old school. So I didn't do what you're supposed to do.
What does that mean? He's from the old school.
Like, he goes, my parents back in the day and like me back in the day, the old school is like you work it out. Work out a sprain. So he goes, I went up to the mountain house and I was like pulling wood upstairs and I was climbing up the deck and climbing up the steps. And I'm like, I'm working this thing out. The sprain will eventually work itself out. He's like, it didn't. It just made it 10 times worse.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, bro, that sounds like a terrible plan. He goes, I didn't do the rice.
What's the rice?
Rest.
Oh, get right. Okay.
Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Compress.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the E?
Elevate.
Damn right it is. Yep. Rice.
I never did that when I hurt my foot. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do the rice.
I know. I spent like 3 months in a boot because of it, because it didn't heal properly.
Mm.
And by the way, still to this day, my hip's all messed up, which is why when I proposed, I couldn't get back up.
Right. What happened over the vacation for anyone that we didn't talk about on the air? Did it? I talked about, I mean, mine, like I said, mine was pretty uneventful. The thing that pissed me off the most was somebody cut me off, parked shitty in a parking lot, and I mm-hmm. couldn't get into my car.
I told you I got caught talking shit on someone.
Oh, yeah. Tell that story.
Well, I was telling a story, and I wasn't really making fun of the person. I was saying something that they had said to me, but they said it so snotty that I was impersonating them. But the person was there, and I waited until they walked away to do the impersonation. And when they closed the door, I thought they were inside. Well, the fucking windows were open.
So they heard you impersonate
them?
They
heard me, yeah.
Did they call you out?
No, but I could tell that they heard it.
That's almost...
It was bad.
Well, you were just imitating them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, don't do that. Make sure you, yeah, like
yeah.
that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So then what you have to do is double down at that point. Like, if the person...
I thought about that, too. I was like, I wonder if I should just wait, double down until they come back out, and then say it again
in front
of their face.
That's what I would do. Like, if the person would be like, was that me you were just doing? I'd be like, yeah, that's me. You're such a pain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that. Yeah, you double down,
so
for
bad.
Sure.
Was it really
I
like
thought
that?
About that, too.
You take it from me, who gets foot and mouth all the time. That's the only way out of it, is to just come clean. And, like, and then at the end, you go, no, I'm just playing. You're all right.
Oh, that's some good stuff. Oh, that's some good. That's going to bring me a lot of joy later.
Later on today when you're just randomly thinking about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what about your brother? He came in
he's
working
still
for MTV,
here.
Right?
Dude, I make Vinny work every single time he comes in.
Is he going to edit video for us?
No. So he is actually working for MTV. He's editing remotely. So he is doing 9 to 5 right now. Yeah.
So he's editing from home in the third floor bay?
Well, he's staying at my house on the third floor bay, and then he's going to my mom's boyfriend's office to edit so that it's, like, quiet. And,
okay.
Because Dallas works from the third floor
okay.
during the day. So.
And then you had a surprise guest at your Thanksgiving dinner. Are we talking about that?
At my Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, no, it wasn't Thanksgiving dinner. I guess it was like over the weekend, Saturday night. A surprise guest showed up to your house.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this. I don't know. Hold on. Can I make a phone
Why?
Call?
Why? What's the big deal?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know who
I don't
want to
get in trouble.
Hold on.
Roy doesn't know who the surprise guest
oh,
is.
Oh, is it the person
Well,
that...
yeah, I mean, I think everybody knows that listens to the
wasn't
rap
there
party.
Wasn't there
I
photos?
I think everyone wants to know. No, there
I didn't
were no
see
photos.
A photo.
Mm-mm.
Oh, now I know.
You're going to ask her publicly if we can talk about it? What if she says
I figured
no?
If I put her on the spot, she might say yes.
No, she could say no, and we'll just delete this and it never happened.
Hi, Elena. Can we talk about the thing?
Well, she's probably putting my son down.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Probably busy. Just it's no big deal.
Okay. Now, let me just
preface it by saying what? What? Why don't you want to say it?
I don't know. I just don't want to get in trouble. It's not.
I think at this point now, I think it would be a bigger surprise if you were like, "Hey, by the way, that's not happening anymore." I think people now.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Elena's dating Diego, who she met on The Masked Dater, and
Thank
Diego...
You. Look how quickly I got it out of her. Maybe you are a masterful, masterful piece of audio. And by the way, you're welcome, everybody.
So Diego came to our bonfire on Saturday night after dinner. We it's social distance, outside.
And for those people that don't know, he was on The Masked Dater that we held a couple weeks ago, a month ago now, probably mm-hmm. longer than that. and he didn't get picked by Lauren, who was our bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hooked up Diego and your au pair, Elena, and they've gone out several times, and finally he met the family, and everything was okay?
Yeah, everything was good. Diego was great. He was funny, but
I like him.
Didn't try too hard to be overly funny.
Okay.
He held Elena's hand, which I thought was very sweet.
That's adorable.
While they sat? Oh, my God, that's so high school. I love that.
He drank.
Did he get angry and break bottles?
No. I like Diego.
Yeah.
I wish I could make Diego, like, 5 years older, and I think it would be, like, the perfect thing.
He's
you know
a welder.
What I mean?
Did you have him fix anything? When's that going to happen?
No, but we did make a welding joke. What was
nice.
It? I can't remember.
Welding joke.
Yeah. They weld their ass to the seat. Wait, can...
I know what it was.
Can he fix your railing?
He was, the fire needed to be, like, stoked, but we couldn't find the stoker, so he reached in and, like, moved a log, and I was like, what are you doing? I went all mom on him. He's like, I'm a welder. I have no feeling in my fingertips anymore.
Wow.
Nice. He's got that iron glove, too, probably. Nice. He should weld her. I got to DM him. He should weld her a sculpture.
You think?
Yeah, don't you? Wouldn't that be kind of romantic?
It seems like it'd be very difficult.
I mean, Edward Scissorhands, he trimmed up a bush for her, can't he? All right.
Yeah, just you stay out of it.
Listen, he came to me for help a long time ago. I'm here, Diego, if you need me. But I'm happy that that's still flourishing.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
I told her, because she was like, you just really want this to work out because you set it up. And I was like, oh, no, make no mistake. I will turn on an MF-er in a heartbeat. I was like, but right now, he's doing everything
right. He's doing
all
the right things.
Right. It's nice.
Yes.
It is really nice. Okay, before we get out of here with the Rap Party podcast, there was something that you said we're going to love tomorrow, and we're going to do it on the radio at 7:05. You found out something. Give the people on the Rap Party podcast a little nugget. What did you find out?
I heard somebody in the hallway playing something from their phone, and it sounded to be a song that they wrote and sang for an ex.
So someone on the show was singing in the hallway. Oh, no, you heard the recording of it?
I heard the recording of it on their phone. They were listening to it.
How do you know they told you it was from their ex?
Well, I assume it's from an ex because it's their voice.
And it was like, I love you, I miss you.
Yeah, something along those lines.
Really? Okay.
It's Roy.
I am newly engaged.
I mean, I can imagine it's Nicole, and Nicole's probably got like 10 songs in her phone.
The reason why I think it's Nicole is because if you see her Twitter, if you ever follow her, she's deep, dude.
I know. She knows all the lyrics.
Oh, and sometimes I think she comes up with stuff herself.
You and I are here for the beat or the melody.
Yeah, like I remember one time I sent Sterling a song, and I'm like, this makes me think of you. And he's like, it's about cheating.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, is it really?
Yeah.
I was like, it's so good. He's like, it's talking about a love song. I said, they're talking about how much he loves each other. And I'm like, yeah. He goes, listen towards the end. It gets into cheating.
Ugh.
I'm like, oh, it's a beautiful song.
Who listens
song?
To that part of it?
You know what? Never mind.
I heard back in the day, Toni Braxton had a song called Love Should Have Brought You Home last night. And it's a beautiful song because she sings it beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just what the title sounds like. Like this fool was out banging somebody else. And she's like singing at the window, Love Should Have Brought You Home last night. And I'm like, oh, this is so beautiful.
Mm.
But I don't listen to the lyrics. Nicole, real quick, did you see that kicker from Vanderbilt? She was the first female to kick in a pro football in a college football top five. That was awesome.
That's cool. Did she miss the kick?
Well, she just kicked off. She did a kickoff.
Oh, okay.
Christy something, I think her name is. But anyway, congratulations to her. And 7:05, Tuesday morning, we're going to find out who has this love song. We'll see you guys then.
Bye.
Oh, goodbye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.